The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Previously on the Gamers Workshop.
Oh, hold on. I got a text from Amrit. It says, they got me.
Wait, you see that castle
help.
Over there?
You just said help.
Wait, the one with the giant pig logo?
It's made out of wood and stone and ice.
I think that's where they've got Amrit. Red said we can use the slingshot to get to Amrit. David, you go first.
No! You're not going? I'm the one pulling on the string.
All right, Stuart. Are you?
All right, guys. I'm going in, okay?
No, guys, what the
wish
heck?
Me luck. Huzzah! Amrit?
He looks kind of different.
He looks weird.
Guys? They turn me into one of them.
No! Amrit, that was a crazy week last
week.
That
was crazy, bro. I don't, feel normal, like, at all. Yeah.
How was the operation?
Yeah, so, like, basically, I, got surgery, and they, like, you know, had to take out my existing, like, you know, heart and, like, put a pig heart. So, yeah, man, I don't feel, you know, as, like, you know, good. And also, this morning, my mom made, like, bacon, and, like, bro, I was like, no, if I eat bacon, I'm gonna be a freaking cannibal, bro. I cannot eat my own kind, bro. So, that's why from
now on, bro. Do you consider yourself a pig still?
I mean, probably like, you know, 10%, but hey, I'm still Amrit, bro. But
this probably makes no sense to people who skipped last episode.
Yeah, yeah. So
make sure you check out last episode.
Yeah, no, you're gonna get all caught up.
It was crazy in the cinematic universe of the Gamers Workshop.
Yeah.
Amrit, so you're done oinking? You're done with that?
I think, I mean, like, it's like been a few like days. I mean, yo, guys, help.
What do you want us
guys,
to do with
it's,
that?
Guys,
can't help I need, you, bro.
It's spreading.
We can't help you, bro.
Oh, God. It's got me, too.
Oh, God.
It's spreading.
It's spreading.
Anyways, welcome back to the Gamers Workshop,
welcome
guys.
Back.
The show where we go on gaming adventures sometimes.
Sometimes.
Like last episode, which you should watch. Today is the last episode for season 2 of the Gamers Workshop. It's Stuart's episode. Stuart, what do we have today?
Besides the fact that we're brushing past Amrit being a pig very quickly.
10%.
10%.
Today we're going to talk about the Insomniac Spider-Man games for the PlayStation and PC.
Nice. So, Stuart, start us off.
All right. So, I have questions. So, because we've already talked about the Batman Arkham games, I want to ask, how do you think these games compare to those?
Well, the thing with Spider-Man versus Batman is that Spider-Man has a lot more, like, built-in character movement, like a moveset, basically. Because Batman, I mean, he's just a regular dude. Sure, he can use his grappling hook and fly around a little bit, or, like, glide around. Yeah, I keep looking at that. I thought it stopped recording.
I'm just making sure.
But with Spider-Man, it's kind of like with Mario, where Mario has a lot of different moves that he can use, where he doesn't need to use some sort of, you know, power-up. With Spider-Man, he can use his webs, he can flip around, he's, you know, fast, mobile. I just like that main difference with the games, because I do like characters that have that really silky, smooth moveset. Hmm.
I would say that the Spider-Man games, obviously they take inspiration gameplay-wise from the Arkham games, but I feel like they expand on it and they do it actually better, especially when it comes to traversal, like swinging through the city and the different ways that you can swing, and, you know, you can run across the buildings and then, you know, zip to points. Like, it's extremely satisfying. And I think that the combat, there's more, it's more versatile, I'd say. So, in terms of gameplay, I think it is better. Story-wise, I think as, like, the whole series combined, Arkham series combined, I think is better than the Spider-Man series. But, and, yeah, I mean, like, it's just, I don't know. The Spider-Man games are just, like, they take what Batman Arkham did, and I feel like they just really expand on it, and they do some aspects better.
Nice. And you said it's worse as a series. Why is it worse as like a game series?
Well, I'd just say that because like Miles Morales game is not, it's not bad. It's just very short. Like,
it is also $20 cheaper.
Yeah. It's obviously.
Basically a DLC.
Pretty much. And then the second game, in my opinion, the story falls a little bit flat. Definitely not as good as the first game. So for those reasons, I think the story in the Batman Arkham games is better for sure.
I mean, like, I'd say in terms of, like, graphics for Spider-Man, like, you know, there's, like, definitely a, like, big, like, you know, drastic, like, difference, because the newest, like, you know, Batman Arkham game was, like, what, was it Batman Arkham Knight or or, like, Arkham, like, Origins, that, like, dropped in, like, what, 2015, and then the newest Spider-Man, like, you know, game, that being Miles Morales, dropped around, like, what, 2018, 2019, I gotta say?
The first game.
2020.
And the first game
came out in 2018.
Yeah.
Miles Morales came out in 2020.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man 2 came out in 2023.
Okay, yeah. So then, yeah, like, you know, obviously, you know, Spider-Man is, like, obviously a newer, like, you know, franchise. And, like you know, in terms, like, of, like, you know, graphics, there's, yeah, I mean, it's just, like, obviously, you know, better, like, graphics for Spider-Man, you know, for sure. And hopefully, like, you know, one day we can see a new, like, you know, Batman Arkham, you know, game, because it's like been like basically a like decade, so I don't know.
Or I would say, like, because the Spider-Man games graphically, like, they have like, they've got the PS5 version and stuff. They got first game got like it was a remaster, right? So, and the Arkham games, the older ones, Asylum and City, they got remasters as well, but like I'm very curious to see, like, those three games, especially Arkham Knight, if we got, like, a PS5 graphics version of that today, how good that would look. I think it'd look really good.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And, David, you said these games are, you think, are worse than the Arkham games, but which of the games, all of you, which game do you think is best in these categories? So in terms of adapting Spider-Man as a character from the comics, gameplay, story, or like the suit cosmetics, which game do you think is the best in those aspects?
Okay, I think you said gameplay was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Gameplay, definitely Spider-Man 2, the latest one, just because there's the biggest variety. Like, you've got Venom attacks, you've got electricity attacks for Miles, they've got the whole gliding system, which is pretty great. So that's definitely gameplay. In terms of like adapting from the comics, I would say probably the first one. I really like how they did the Sinister Six. I think they adapted it really well. Voice crack.
Keep that in
okay.
I'll amplify it.
Oh, man. Yeah, story-wise, I think the first one is also better. And in terms of suits, in the second game, did they didn't transfer all the suits over, right? I think it was only some of them. But I know that in the second game, they added a bunch of suits, and they were all, like pretty bad. They added, like, a whole ton of suits there that just, I'm like, who approved this?
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe the first game has overall better suits. I don't
know. There's a button for that.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of rude.
I never really paid too much attention to the suits, so no comment there. But, like, if it's, like, more but less quality, again, that's kind of, like, you know, a trend that we see in games where, you know, they'll give you a lot of options, but, you know, maybe the options won't be necessarily high quality.
That's how I feel about Spider-Man 2. I feel like they just, like, they needed to add more suits.
Yeah.
But then the suits that they added were just, like, horrible.
Yeah.
Not I'd all like of them, but,
add,
like,
Spider-Man suits are a huge point of contention in the Spider-Man community. With Tom Holland's newest suit for Brand New Day coming out this year, I saw people online complaining about the littlest things, like the shade of red or the shade of blue, mm-hmm. and like the size of the logo and what the back logo should be like. And I'm like, guys, come on. You can tell it's Spider-Man. That's the most important part.
It's probably the best Spider-Man suit we've ever gotten. Mm-hmm.
It's in first place. Close second is TASM 2, the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
And for the games, like, Spider-Man 2 made some improvements over the first game with the advanced suit with the white logo, because in the first game, it's kind of orange, the suit.
Yeah.
And in the second game, it's like nice, vibrant red.
They definitely improved.
They improved the advanced suit so much. But, like, what I don't like about any of the games is they lock you into one suit for the final battle. They force you to wear, like, the anti-ox suit, anti-venom suit. And Miles' suit at the end of Spider-Man 2, the Adidas crossover, is just terrible.
Was so bad.
It's like broccoli head, and it's just makes my skin uncomfortable.
One of the worst suits.
It's one of the worst Spider-Man suits in any media ever.
Oh, man.
And, like, with the suits, there's a lot of controversy within the Spider-Man community and what people think is good, what people think is bad. What do you guys think would make a perfect Spider-Man game?
The perfect Spider-Man game? Like, I would say the first one is, like the first game, to me, is the best Spider-Man game we've ever gotten. And I think it's, really close to perfect. But what I would do is, like, with that game, like, if I could make it the perfect Spider-Man game, I would, like, all those gameplay mechanics, new ones that we got in the second game, you could transfer that over, combine that. What we also got in the second game was the map got expanded. We got the different, islands. So I think if you combine that as well, that'd be pretty cool. But, like, I would say the story was pretty perfect, in my opinion. And, like, I feel like if you start combining too much for the story, like, too many characters and stuff, like, it just becomes bloated. So, like, for some people, the perfect Spider-Man game might be to, like, combine, like, his whole rogue of villains. But then, like, I don't think that would turn out as a good game. Like, you'd have to make the game either super long or, you know, it's a regular length, but it's all bloated and too much.
Because it'd be super crushed down, right? Like
that's how I feel about the second game. I feel like they're kind of, I don't know, So I feel like literally just keep the first game story, add, like, these other, like, technical elements, and, like, dude, you've got a perfect Spider-Man game.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say perfect Spider-Man game. Okay, first of all, if it's available on, like, you know, all, like, platforms, because, like, obviously it's, like, you know, only available on PlayStation, like, consoles, and is it on PC, like?
It's on PC, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not on Xbox or Switch.
Yeah, so obviously it would, you know, be better if, like, you know, all, you know, consoles I can, like, play it. And also, I feel like it would, like, be pretty, like, you know, cool if it was, like, possible to create any, like, own Spider-Man, like, you know, skin and, like, you know, costume.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Pretty, like, dope, which, yeah, I don't know.
I agree with that, yeah. Like, making your own suit, you choose the different lenses and the colors and the patterns.
Yeah, I think they should actually add that. That would be a great feature.
Yeah, for sure.
And for me, I think the perfect Spider-Man game would be pretty much just the first game, but, you know, like you said, add all this cool new stuff from the second game in terms of movement and combat. I would tone down the gadgets. I think there's a bit too much. Like, I think the spider arms, the iron spider arms, mm-hmm. I think that's too much. I would like to have my...
Oh, I totally forgot about that. That was part of the combat system.
I think if Peter or Miles is gonna have a lot of gadgets, I think they should be, like, really scrappy, you know, stuff you can buy at a store and not, like, Tony Stark stuff. And I would like more Peter Parker missions, like, where you maybe go talk to J. Jonah Jameson, or you like stuff that isn't boring, like the stealth missions.
Yeah.
I'd like more stuff where you actually, like, there's probably like some creative missions you can do with just Peter, like utilize his secret identity more.
Yeah.
Like maybe you start a mission as Spider-Man and then you realize you need to change into Peter to get past a checkpoint and then switch back to Spider-Man.
Yeah, there actually was like one mission like that where you needed to be Peter Parker and like I think you were following someone. Yeah. I kinda wish more of that would be great, yeah.
But the Peter Parker missions are kind of boring in the games. Like they're all stealth related. I'd like to move away from the stealth. And another thing, like, as you're swinging, like, in the open world, you know how you can have random crimes pop up and you stop them? I'd kind of wish that, but for supervillains. Like, a random supervillain would just show up and you have the option to do it. Like, it's optional. You know how Shocker shows up in the first game?
Yeah.
But you're forced to fight him? Yeah. I'd like that where it's like you get a ping saying, like, I don't know, Scorpion is throwing cars around. You could go stop it or you can go to the main mission. You know, just add more variety to make the world feel more lived
in. That's the other, like, criticism I have about, this is, like, for all of the games, is that once you finish the game 100% it, there's really nothing to do except, like, maybe a random crime will pop up.
And all the crimes are the same.
The same, yeah. So
you either stop a car, stop a mugging, stop a robbery, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, I feel like they need to come up with something to like make the game playable, like even after you 100% it, like give
like
players
maybe incentive. Add the ability to replay missions. Like,
can you not already do that?
No, you have to restart the game.
Okay, yeah. So that should literally be a feature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that's not a feature.
Yeah, all good points.
Do they have a boss rush?
What does that mean?
You know when. Like, for example, you finish a game, and the game had, like, a bunch of bosses, right? Then you can go into, like, a special room or something.
No.
No?
None of that.
There's, like, challenges?
Yeah, there's challenges. They can be tedious, though.
Yeah. But there's no, like, bosses included. It's just, like, henchmen.
That could be, like, something to increase replayability. Like, if you really like the fighting mechanics in the game, you know, that's, like, your favorite thing about the game, you can fight a bunch of bosses, you know, get an achievement or something. Because I know a bunch of games do that. Or, like, are you able to repeat missions?
No.
No? Really?
That's what we just talked about.
Shoot. I was logging in. But, yeah, like, even, like, in the Batman games, you can repeat missions. Like, you can do all that stuff. Yeah. So,
I think it's a vital part of gaming that needs to be added to
and
these.
And then plus, like, oh, I only got 2 stars on this mission. I want to get 3 stars. That's increased replayability right there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Maybe add a score system. Yeah. Because there's no score system outside of the random crimes.
Yeah. Or even like we were talking about, you know, making your own suit.
That'd be very cool.
We can use the stars as like currency, you know? Like if you get this many stars, you unlock the color purple or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you actually, for the second game, apparently you actually can replay missions.
You can.
You can. You can't do it for the first game. And I'm pretty sure.
I don't think you can with Miles.
Maybe not. But the second game you can. But, like, dude, the first game is a better story. So I want to replay the first game.
Yeah.
Missions.
Yeah, wait, like, I really like the mission when the Sinister Six first show up. And you're fighting them in the prison one at a time. That's such a fun mission.
That's a great one.
My favorite mission is you're at the top of Fisk, the construction towers, and then the demons attack.
Oh,
and then you have to like stop the crane from falling on the street. That's such
that
a good
really
mission.
Good.
Makes me want to replay the game. But yeah, moving on. One last question. What other open world superhero games would you like to see Insomniac make? And what other Marvel characters, heroes or villains, would you want to appear in a future Spider-Man game or DLC?
Okay.
I think Insomniac, they have a lot of room to do stuff. Like, so many characters and other heroes have already been referenced in the Spider-Man games. Like, Daredevil, Black Panther,
Doctor Strange,
Doctor Strange. Avengers. So you could definitely, there's a lot of potential there. As for which characters, I mean, I think the Wolverine game, I think that's great. We'll see how that ends up. I'd say maybe some, like, I feel like we've gotten enough of, like, New York, right? So maybe not heroes that are, like, in New York, but I feel like a Black Panther game would be pretty cool, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was an Iron Man game happening, not by Insomniac, but, like, that also would be pretty cool, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'd want to see an Iron Man game, just because there's so much you can do with the gameplay.
You can invent your own suits.
Mm. Yeah, or, like, you know, change weapons or whatever. Like, yeah. So much.
A lot of utility.
So, sure. Like, gives the player a lot, you know, to personalize their experience. And then also, it gives a lot of replayability and challenges, because it's like, oh, you can only use these, you know, the worst suit in the game or something, and you have to beat it.
I would like to see an X-Men game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has a lot of potential. And there's a YouTuber that I follow, the Cosmonaut Variety Hour. He made a video making his ideal X-Men game. And it's basically like Hogwarts Legacy, where you make your own character, customize it as a mutant, and you attend the Xavier School.
Oh.
And you can train to become an X-Men. And it would be really, you can help the X-Men on missions, you can stop the X-Mansion from blowing up another time. I think that could be really cool.
That's good. That's not what I, when I heard you say X-Men game, like, I was thinking, like, oh, it's going to be like a spin-off game of the Wolverine game, which is coming out, where, I don't know, I guess you switch between playing the different X-Men, but honestly, this sounds better.
Yeah, I think. The whole point of X-Men is like individuality, like, you know, being unique, being different. So I don't think it would make a lot of sense to force you to play as an X-Men character, like Wolverine or Cyclops, but you should be able to make your own mutant.
That's a great idea.
What about you, Amrit?
Oof, I feel like a Hulk game would, like, you know, be like dope. I mean is there a
probably, okay, like, but they're know, probably Hulk old. Game,
but yeah, but yeah, but
only Hulk like Avengers, sure. I think.
Yeah, Hulk that game, games. Like, for sure. I feel like Thor, that'd be, like, you know, pretty, like, dope, and it's, like, you know, different hammers and, like, you know, different, you know, things that, you know, the, like, player, like, you know, can, like, unlock. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, Thor, Hulk.
That would, like, I feel like that'd X-Men. Be pretty similar to the God of War.
Yeah. Norse games.
Yeah. Where you get to, like, explore Asgard and stuff, like, you got all the different Norse gods. I feel like it'd be similar to
that. That would be so cool, though. Fire.
So, that's basically the end of season 2, guys. Next week is not happening. There's no next week. But next season, however,
fall 2026, is
going to be Umrit's episode. Umrit, what do you have planned for us?
In like 4 or 5 months? I mean, if GTA 6, like, I don't know, drops, like, by the way, actually, no, because that drops in November. So
that could be our last episode.
GTA 6.
Yeah, true. Yes. Oh, yeah.
We will get to cover it.
Well, actually, if you guys, like, you know, are, like, you know, tapped in next, like, Thursday, Tomodachi Life 2 is, like, dropping.
Yes.
I pre-ordered that shit, bro.
I want to get it.
I pre-ordered that, like, game, bro. Oh, my God, bro. I cannot wait.
I'm so excited.
Bro, that demo ended, like so early, and I was like, oh, my gosh, bro. I'm going in
completely blind. I saw that one trailer a year ago, and I said, I'm not watching anything more. I'm going to experience this completely blind.
That game is crazy, bro.
I'm so excited.
I cannot wait.
We're going to talk about
Tomodachi. We know what we're doing next time.
We know what we're doing next time. Season 3 of the Gamers Workshop. We will see you in a couple of months. We'll be on some crazy adventures, so be on the lookout for that. Goodbye.
Some of us may die over the summer. Some of us may never come back.
And if they don't,
rest in peace.
Well, we'll have to ask the pigs again.
Amrit may become another animal.
Yeah, Loki.
What's next, a cow?
A bear, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Thanks for watching the Gamers Workshop. Let me run you through the menu. Here's the pause screen. Here's the quit button. Are you sure you want to quit? Damn, okay.